إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ذكره شرف للذاكرين وشكره فوز للشاكرين وطاعته نجاة للمطيعين والصلاة والسلام على أكرم الأنبياء والمرسلين شفيع المذنبين خاتم النبيين رحمة للعالمين بالقاسم محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين صاحب العصر والزمان خليفة الرحمن إمام الإنس والجان الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبه طبتت الأرض والسماء اللهم عجل فرجه الشريف ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين أما بعد فقد قال الله وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد ومنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله ذلك هو الفضل الكبير صلوا على النبي I begin in the name of Allah, the gracious, the merciful. I extend my heartiest congratulations on this auspicious occasion of birth of Mawla Imam Rida alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli. To our wali and ni'mat, Mawla Imam Zamana ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala. To his all deputies, those who are serving Islam selflessly all over the world, to the Maraji Rahbare Muazzam, to all of you, my brothers and sisters, may Allah bless us on this night. As it is known, day 11th of Dhul Qad, birth of Mawla Imam Rida, 48th Hijra. And he left, he has been martyred 2 or 3 Hijra. He was born in Medina, his martyrdom is in Khurasan, his tomb is in Mashhad, well known. His mother is Najma Khatun, father is, of course, Imam Musi Kazim alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala. His period of imamat is 20 years. We are the follower of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salatu wasalam. It is our conviction, we believe in wilayatullah. Aimam Masumin, alayhim salatu wasalam, they have this status of wilaya of Allah. Number two, we believe isma of the imam. We believe they were infallible ma'asumeen. And then we believe a'lamiyya, the most learned people on earth. Their knowledge is ilme laduni. Last not the least, we believe without their wasila, no one can reach to the essence of Tawheed. Before I go further in my preface, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided this society, human society, into three categories. Their perspective of life is three kind, or their worldview is three kind. Number one, those who believe and believe in firm, their mu'mineen, alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Their logic is not materialistic logic. They have taken off from the gravity of matter. They reach to a point of only wahi, and that is the perfection. La raiba fiha. The second group of people, opposite of the believers, sawa'un 'alayhim andharta lahum am lam tundhirhum la yu'minun. They have closed the door and they shutter themselves. They don't want to listen to no one. And they decided the path of denying everything. The third category of people, those who are not theirs nor that. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّ بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Among them, there are people, those who say, we are believers, we believe in Allah, we believe on the Day of Judgment, and Quran witnesses, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are not believers. نَا تُو كَچَّهِ نَا تُو أُبَالِهِ. They are between. They are not this or that. We call them munafiqeen. Three categories of people, and we have to decide today in which category I should be going in. Believers and believers in the unseen world, yu'minuna bil ghayb. Non-believers, those who reject completely, they believe in only khilqah, not khaliq. They believe in creation, not the creator. And among them, there are people, those who believe and disbelieve. Idhar bhi, udhar bhi. They go everywhere. They are hypocrites, munafiqeen. These are the three categories of human society according to Quranic division. Now, the believers also three categories. The ayah which I recited and had privilege to recite, and first request for all of you, I am doing from 15 years, 20 years all over the world. The biggest problem of Muslim ummah is we left this book. And we have hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala. And there are prophecies of the Prophet, and he has said what is going to happen in future. And one of the hadith prophecies is this: I see the utter darkness, kallaylil mudhlim. The days of rain, we call it. Utter darkness. In that darkness, that gathering, Mawla Amil Mamneen was present there, alayhi salatu wasalam. He asked, O Prophet of Allah, if such a time comes, what one should do. Prophet says, Alaykum bil Quran. The only light at that time is Quran and Majid. If anyone wants to take themselves out of the darkness, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzallahu Ilayka, Letukhrijan Natha min adh-dhulumati ilan nur. If any book there is available which can take you out of your darkness, is book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet said, Alaykum bil Quran, Alaykum bil Quran, Alaykum. Mawlam al-Mumineen, on the night of the Shahada, he, one of the wasiyah to his children, to Imam Hassan and Imam Hassan, he says, it's not only for my children, to whomsoever this letter reaches, for that person, this is the advice. Al-Quran, Al-Quran, remember Quran, remember Quran, la tasbiqukum amalin bihi ghayrikum. It could be possible someone might adapt the Quran, go forward. He is forward. He forward himself because applying the Quran. Kalma pade baghair musalman ho gaye. They never recited kalma, but they have. Just like one of the great scholars, Sayyid Qutb, he has a tafsir Afi Dhilal al-Quran among the Muslim brothers, Egyptian. And when he visited Western country and then went back to the East, he said, Wajadtu al-Islam bedunil Muslim. I found Islam in the West, but Muslim I could not find. When I came to my country, I found Muslim, I cannot find Islam. And this is the situation we all of us, we are facing. We are holding a passport of natural birth. Born in Muslim, I am a Muslim. In the birth certificate, we have Islam. In the death certificate, we have Islam. In between, we don't have nothing. So we need to examine ourselves. Aina tadhhabun? Quran is asking, where are you going? Kaifa tahkumun? How do you judge? What is your source of judgment? To request all of you, we have a lot of problems in society. Not here, everywhere. It's a global village. What you see problem in Toronto, same problem in Dar es Salaam, same in Lucknow, same in Hyderabad, same in Karachi. Not different, single difference are there. It is a global village. How to rescue ourselves is a challenge. Number one, at the dinner table, father should start reciting one ayat with the translation. Mother is reciting one ayat with the, of course, they have to shut all the gadgets first. Because at the dinner table also, mother also, everyone is, Baba, physics are surrounding you. Why you are talking to the metaphysics? This is the world in which we are living. At the dinner table, everyone is talking to those who are not there. Put aside, talk. 10 ayats a day. This is the hadith of the Prophet. If you recite 10 ayats a day, lam yaktub min al-ghafilin, your name should not be among those who are heedless. Ghafla is heedlessness. Our problem is ghafla. I don't want to open my eyes. And Quran opens the eye. Tere darya mein toofan kyon nahi hai? Khudi teri musalma kyon nahi hai? Iqbal, if you are an ocean, why there is no movement? Tere darya mein toofan kyon nahi hai? Khudi teri musalma kyon nahi hai? Abas hai shikwaye taqdeere yazda, to khud taqdeere yazda kyon nahi hai? Why do you say this is my fate, this is my taqdeer, someone has done? Oh, you know, even in Western country, the best business is taweez. Many people, they ask, Maulana, taweez ka business shuru kijiye, aap multi-millionaire ho jayenge. Mujhe nahi chahiye bhai. ایسی تعویذ دوں گا جو مولا نے دی ہے, جو اہل بیت نے دی ہے. وہ تعویذ قرآن مجید علیکم بالقرآن, پلیز ٹیک کیئر آف یور سیلف, جسٹ لائک ناؤ اڈیز وین وی ٹاک وین وی چاٹ ایٹ دا اینڈ ٹی سی. واٹ از دس ٹی سی؟ ٹیک کیئر آف یور سیلف. ناؤ اڈیز ایوری تھنگ از بیکمنگ شارٹ اینڈ شارٹ اینڈ شارٹ اینڈ ایس اے. السلام علیکم, کے ایچ خدا حافظ, ڈبلیو ایٹ ویٹ. او ہو ہو, یو آر بیکمنگ سو اسمارٹ. تو ورڈس آر بیکمنگ لیٹرس. وین وی سے 1400 ایئرس بیفور اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کمیونیکیٹڈ بائی سے الف لام میم, صلوات پڑھیے محمد والے محمد پر. وائی ڈونٹ یو بلیو ان دس؟ کافا یا عین صاد یاسین, اللہ از کمیونیکیٹنگ وتھ ہز پروفیٹ, ہز کلوزسٹ پرسن. So first problem is Quran, Quran, Quran. Maulana Ali is warning, لا تسبقكم, be warned. By adapting the teachings of Quran other than you may go further. Imam Ali, this is how it is. 59 Muslim countries, the wealth which we have, the land which we have, the resources which we have, still lakir ke faqir. Kya ho gaya musalmano? Somewhere you have missed the point. The point is the wilaya. If two parallel lines are going, one line, if one centimeter moves, the more you go further, the more distances. Oh, how to rectify? Go back to the point of deviation. That's why Prophet said, to those who have gone by, come back. So wilayat is the point where if you reach there, then you can make a line. That wilaya is wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Ali. The wilaya of Imam Radha alayhi salatu. I'm talking inshallah, I have still time. Quran says those believers have three categories of believers. Those who have doubt in the isma of the ma'soom. This is the ayat from Surah Al-Fatir, 35th chapter of the Quran and ayah number 32. And it is a good idea. All of you have in your gadgets Quran. Majority of us, we do read Quran from our gadgets. You can open now for Surah Al-Fatir is 35th chapter, ayah number 32. Quran says, Allahu Akbar. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ. Some people, they inherit the book. Who are these people? الَّذِينَ اِسْتَفَيْنَاهُمْ. We have chosen them to do so. مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. They are our servants, our servants. These are the believers. So three categories of humankind: believers, non-believers, munafiqeen. And believers have three categories. Number one, sabiqun. Number one, very beautifully, dhal fa minhum dhalinun li nafsih. Sinners. Dhalamtu nafsi. I have to say, dhalamtu nafsi. I was wrong. I did wrong to myself. ظالم فمنهم ظالم لنفسه ومنهم مقتصد. مقتصد, moderators, those who take the path of moderation. مقتصد. The first group are sinners, second group are moderate, number three, فمنهم سابق بالخيرات بإذن الله. Among them there are people, those who always on the right path, and they strive to be good with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the favor, which is the great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The three categories of believers: number one, sinners; number two, those who are moderate; number three, those who are always on right and they do good right. Who are these good? those who are unright, الَّذِينَ أَضْحَبَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمُ الرِّجْسِ وَتَحْهَرَهُمْ. Salawat padhi Imam. That this is the category. Imam Radha Alayhi Salaam, the famous story. And this is the challenge which I am asking our youths to take this challenge. This hadith is called Hadith Silsilatu Dhahab. A narration, a golden chain. Narration of golden chain. Why? All the narrators are Masumin alayhi salatu wasalam. While he was coming from Medina, he has been deriving from Medina to Sawa. On the way to Naishapur, 20,000 plus people, they were waiting with the pen and paper. Oh, son of the Prophet, give us something, the light, and lighten us. Hadith of your grandfather. 20,000 at least waiting to pen themselves the hadith of the Prophet. They know when he says this is the truth. And all of us, we heard this hadith. One of the Sunni scholars says this hadith is so powerful. Even if you recite this hadith, the silsila, the narration, only narration, if you narrate to a person who has a problem of psychiatry, he will be okay. Deewane pe phook do to acha ho jaye. This is a hadith. Some Sunni scholars, they believe. Only narration hadith. Imam Radha says, I heard from my father. And he says name of the father. Then grandfather. Then grandfather. And reaches to the Prophet, Mawla Amil Mu'minin, then Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then to Jibreel, and Jibreel to Lawhi Mahfud, and call Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This hadith is called Hadithul Qudsi. I have translated 30 years before. Al Ahadithul Qudsi online is available. I think first translation has been done by me. Al Ahadithul Qudsi, 40 hadith. It's a beautiful ahadith. It's very good if you can recite every day one hadith, one surah from which we can correct ourselves. So intense. These ahadith al-Qudsi, what I am narrating you to today, is not from that book. It's narration from all the books, other books. But this hadith is hadith al-Qudsi. What is hadith? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hisni faman dakhala hisni amana min adabi. The creed of la ilaha illallah is a fort. Is a fort. Look at the parable, the mithal, the example. When an example has been given, parable has been given, something is there we have to ponder. Imam is giving example. It's not something else. Kalimatu la ilaha illallah, the creed of la ilaha illallah is a fort. Oh, why hisn? What is hisn? Ha, sad, noon, hisn. What is hisn? Is a fort. To make it much more easier to understand, when a person gets married, he goes into the hisn in the fort. And if he crosses the border, is called zana-e-zina-e-muhassana. Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atub. May Allah protect from all of us from all of this. If anyone who is married, who crosses the border of marriage, that zina is called zina-e-muhassana. Muhassana means he break the shield. Hisn. Hisn means fort. Why Imam is saying kalima is fort? I have to give example if you say salawat, inshallah. Here, if you want to, youths, those who want to join in cadet, there are laws. If you want to join in military, there are laws. I was looking in Google. If anyone wants to go into the military in America, they say three conditions. Number one, body, mind, and grit. So your body should be perfect, and you mentally you should be perfect, and the grit, the rules which is been going to given by the this organization, you should not move, you should be truthful. Recently, the statistic of the world tells us on earth, the most honest people on earth are Japanese. Muslims, the number of Muslim country comes 131. बहुत नंबर ही है हम लोग. सलावत पढ़िए मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद अल्लाह. It's a problem. It is a problem. I have to acknowledge this problem. I have to recognize this. I have a problem. Honesty, truthfulness is Japan. And there is a good thing came out of the statistic. Muslims are their content. That's a good thing they have. And they have least in their community, those who do suicide. It's a statistic of the world. Alhamdulillah, thank God, at least we do have something. But the kalama which was started from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 40 years, he never said, I am the Prophet. All the kuffar, they said, he is Amin, he is Sadiq. And that amana and then sadaqah, who has taken? Japanese, Buddhist country. And we are the Muslims, sabse pehle jhoot bolne wale hum log. When we say inshallah, they look at me, inshallah? That means inshallah means gaya had se. Phir wo kabhi milne wala nahi hai. Astaghfirullah rabbiya. That is, where are we? So I have to examine myself. This is in parenthesis. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Allah. Imam is saying, kalimatu la ilaha illallah hisni. Allah is saying the creed of la ilaha illallah is a hisn. Why did hisn? That means a person who enters, his body should be okay, his mind should be okay. Once he enters, there is no question. Outside you can say, la ikraha fid deen. Once you are entered, there is a ikrah. Don't, you cannot say, la ikraha fid deen. Dad, you cannot force me, dad, I am 14 now. 911. No, forget 911. Call 110. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Allah. Say Ya Ali. Why I am not using this power of Iman. That power of Iman. Once you enter into the qila, I was driving in America. The speed limit was 65. I was driving maybe 60. Oh, light. Policeman, he came. You're driving. I said, I thought I am in free country. He said, sir, every freedom has a restrictions. Islam also saying every free. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. Don't ever give this example of freedom. I am free. No, you are not free. You have to follow the Constitution of Canada if you are in Canada. If you say, La ilaha illallah, you are a citizen of Islam, you have to see what Quran says, what Ahlul Bayt are teaching. You cannot say, I am a free person. No, you are not free. If you are free, go out of the fort. And then you study. Then you come in. Once you are come in, you don't have choice. Yeah, there is no choice. Kalimatu la ilaha illallah hisni. Hisn means fort. Fort means you are entering with the intention that I will going to follow the laws. In cadet, what happens? In the military, what happens? You have to wake up at 5. Everyone has to wake up 5. At home, I used to sleep 8 o'clock. Here is not going to work out. You have to wake up because it's the laws of cadet. Oh, laws of cadet you follow. When Islam. Salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad. That's Imam Raza is asking all of you, all of us, wilayah. Once you say La ilaha illallah, you are in a fort. And that fort, a fort of Allah, once you say that, and you will be secure from chastisement. Amana min adabi. Chastisement is not only akhirat, in this dunya. If, may God forbid, if sun goes out of the boundaries, you burn day and night. Tattalu ala al-afida, innaha alayhim mu'sada, fi amadim mumaddada. Quran. It comes within, there is a fire. Oh my God, OMG. My son, I never thought of he's going to be this way. He is going to accept this lifestyle. I never thought of burning inside, even though you are eating, you are not eating. Everything is coming, the fire is coming. We think Jahannam is in. No, Jahannam is here, Jannat is here. Jo Jannat mein hai, wahi Jannat mein jayega. Jahannam mein rahe ke Jannat jane ki tamanna mat kijiye. This is heaven. You make it heaven. So you have to examine. Imam says, Hisni, Kalimatullah, ilaha illallah, Hisni. And then he covered the saddles, curtains. Everybody was writing. Oh, hadith, it seems. Kalima illallah, ilaha illallah, Hisna of Allah, fort of Allah. Whoever enters, he is free from chastisement. That's it. After a while, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam opens curtains. No, بِشَرْتِهَا وَشُرُوتِهَا وَأَنَا مِنْ شُرُوتِهَا. One of the condition of Tawheed is our wilayah. If you don't believe in me, your Tawheed is incomplete. Salawat padi Imam. Ya Ali, if a person who prays day and night, who fasts daytime, night he spends praying, and he has been killed between Safa and Marwa, bekhata, without any crime, and he shall not smell the fragrance of Jannah if he does not have love of you. Yeah. That is the wilaya. So today we have to take this wilaya from Imam Radha alayhi salatu wasalam and take this salawat padhiye Muhammad wale Muhammad Allah salat and take this as a challenge. Inshallah, I'm reciting, accept Islam as a challenge. Don't be a Muslim because my father is Muslim. Inna wajadna alayhi abana ala ummatin. We used to find our forefathers, they used to do so, I'm doing so. No, Islam rejects. No. First you find this is the truth, I have to follow. All of our youth, they have this responsibility of knowing their religion. Once they know religion, they have to completely enter, not half-hazardly. Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter completely, with peace. Once you enter, why namaz-e-shab? Don't ask. Then you see the namaz shab is going to give you a reward. We have hadith. If my servants follows me and my mustahab, my nawafil, I will make his eyes my eyes. I will make his tongue my tongue. I will make his power of hearing my power. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for the ordinary person, if you become sincere, you are not talking, Allah says, I am talking. If that is the case for ordinary people, those who have done entire life for Allah, their lisan is lisanullah, their eyes is aynullah, their face is wajhullah, their tongue is salawat padhiye Muhammad wa ale Muhammad. Last not the least, Urdu mein wasila. بہت سے لوگوں کو پرابلم ہے آج اپنے مومنین کو پرابلم ہو گئے یہ کیا چکر ہے مولانا یا علی کیوں کہیں یا حسن کیوں کہیں یا حسین یا امام رضا کیوں کہیں کیا شرک کیوں نہیں ہے نہ وسیلہ قرآن کی کئی آیتیں ایک آیت اب سورہ یوسف مووی بھی بنی ہے دیکھ لیجئے ब्यूटीफुल मूवी, फैमिली के साथ देखी है। हजरत याकूब ने बेटे के इंतजार में इतना गिरिया किया है, वह बियद्दत आईना, ब्लाइंड हो गए थे। कुरान अगर कहीं और होता तो मैं मेंशन नहीं करता था, कुरान, ही वॉज अ ब्लाइंड क्राइंग फॉर हिज सन यूसुफ। हजरत यूसुफ शर्ट भेज रहे हैं भाइयों के हाथ में, जब बाबा के पास जाइए तो शर्ट को डाल दीजिए बाबा के चेहरे पर, यरतद बसीरन, अल्लाह उनके आंखों में नूर इनायत फरमाएगा। ए यूसुफ तुम भी पैगंबर हो, याकूब भी पैगंबर हैं, ये शर्ट क्यों क्यों बीच में भेज रहे हैं, अल्लाह से दुआ करो अल्लाह तुम्हारी आंखों को देखेगा। कन्ना इस शर्ट को डालो तो तुम्हें आंखें मिलेंगी, ये खुद वसीला बता रहा है, दरमियान में कोई चीज हो जिसको खुदा कबूल करे। कुरान कोई और चीज नहीं, हदीस नहीं है, कुरान। लेके जाओ इस शर्ट को, टेक दिस शर्ट, पुट ऑन द फेस ऑफ माई फादर, द हिज साइट विल टर्न, ही विल बिकम, दिस इज कॉल्ड वसीला। हमसे पूछते लीजिए आज इमाम रजा के दरबार से हम सबको लेके जाना है, इंशाअल्लाह लेकर के जाना है, सब मिलकर के सलवात पढ़िए मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद पर, अल्लाह यहाँ पर इसी महफिल में कुछ ऐसे मोमिनीन बैठे हुए हैं जिनको डॉक्टर ने बता दिया था कि तुम्हारी बीवी, बीवी को बच्चा होने वाला नहीं है, दिस इज द प्रॉब्लम शी इज फेसिंग, बच्चा नहीं होगा। एक नहीं केसेस मेरे घर में, मैंने आप लोग भी जा सुनते होंगे, लेकिन वो शख्स जाता है, वो वही मोमिना जाती है इमाम रजा, आप चाहें तो मिल जाएगा, और बच्चा होता है, ऐसा नहीं कि नहीं, एक नहीं कई केसेस। मैं खुसन मेरी बहनों के लिए, मेरी बेटियों के लिए बेहतरीन वाक़ा सुनाता हूँ। ये वाक़ा मेरे उस्ताद आगा कराती, मोहसिन कराती, बहुत ही खूबसूरत आलिम, हर शब जुम्मा इनकलाब के बाद अब तक भी उनकी तकरीरें होती हैं, ही नेवर रिपीट्स, 40 years से ही इज़ गिविंग लेक्चर्स, इज अ वेरी वेरी नॉलेजेबल पर्सन, मुफस्सिर कुरान आगा कराती, ही नरेट्स दिस। तहरान का एक बिजनेसमैन, उसका एक ही बेटा है, तवज्जो बहुत अच्छी तरह से, और जवान हो चुका है, और बाप के दिल में तमन्ना होता है कि ये बच्चा जो है सही जगह शादी करे। हमारे पास भी प्रॉब्लम यही है, इसीलिए मैं कहता हूँ वान के हुलायाम अमिनकुम वसालिहीन मिन इबादिकुम व इमाइकुम यकूनु फुकरा, जैसे बच्चा जवान हो जाए तो फौरन शादी कर दो, वरना वो बहू को इंट्रोड्यूस कराएगा, डैड मीटी, ये आपकी बहू से मीट कीजिए। कुरान कहता है कि जल्द से जल्द करो ASAP। तहरान का ये बिजनेसमैन देखता है कि बेटा जो है, क्योंकि बिजनेस में आते जाते हैं वेस्टर्न कंट्री के, लड़की में इंटरेस्टेड हो गया है, वेस्टर्न लड़की से, और इसका दिल जलता है, और इसकी दोस्ती एक खुदा में इमाम रजा अलैहिस्सलाम से है, और वो ख्वाहिश करता है कि मैं चाहता हूँ कि मौला इमाम रजा के पास दुआ करो कि मेरा बेटा, तवज्जो, मेरा बेटा शादी करे किससे, किसी मोमिना से। खुद्दाम कहता है कि मेरे पास आओ, इंशाल्लाह मौला के जरिए मैं तुमको खाक के जरिए दूंगा, उससे तुम वसीला करो, इंशाल्लाह तुमको मिलेगा कुछ ना कुछ मिलेगा। बेटे को लेकर पहुंचता है, जानते हैं आप कि वो एक ही दरबार ऐसा है जिसमें कभी खाली नहीं होता, मशहद मुकद्दस एक ऐसा दरबार है जहाँ पर कभी खाली नहीं, रात दिन हमेशा, गोया वो ऐसा शहंशाह है, वो बाब का मफ्तूह लितलब वल उगूल व अंत गायतुस सुऊल व निहायतुल मामूल, ओपन, हमेशा ओपन, कोई जा नहीं सकता। चूंकि खुद्दाम है, उसने कहा ये टाइम पे आओ, उस वक्त दरवाजे बंद होंगे, मैं क्लीन करूंगा, उस वक्त क्लीन हमारी पूरी टीम करती है, उस वक्त कोई नहीं होता अंदर, तुमको इजाज़त देता हूँ। अंदर गए, कोई नहीं, जरी के अंदर कब्र मुतहर, नीचे बेसमेंट में कब्र मुतहर के सामने जरी के अंदर ये रो रहा है, गिरिया कर रहा है, दिल में तमन्ना है ज़रा सा खाक दो उसमें से। अ डस्ट ऑन द ग्रेव ऑफ इमाम रज़ा अलैहिस्सलाम। वो खुदा में जरा देखता है काय में डालूं, देखा वहां एक छोटी सी एक चिट्ठी, ए पीस ऑफ पेपर चिट्ठी वो मिलती है, वो खाक डाला लपट करके वो सुराख में से देता है इसको। जब होटल को ये आता है तो खोलता है, उसमें दो ही लाइन की लिखी हुई तहरीर है। आप जानते हैं कि बहुत से लोग जब जियारतों को जानते हैं तो कहते हैं कि हमारा अरीजा मौला की जरी में डाल दो, कोई मामूली चीज नहीं है, इसे वेरी बिग बिग ईमान चाहिए, अकीदा चाहिए, जरी अरीजा डाल दो, ये लेटर डाल दो। दो लाइन लिखे हुए थे, ए इमाम रजा मेरे बाबा का जॉब कुछ अच्छा नहीं है, यानी आउटवर्डली इज नॉट इन गुड पोजिशन, और मेरी शादी का क्या होगा, आप ही मौला मुझे दिला दीजिए। अब जैसे इसने चिट्ठी खोला, ओ ये तो दरख्वास्त है मौला से, मालूम किया कि ये कौन है लड़की मालूम करो। अब ये पूरे मशहद में मालूम करना एक ऐसा जॉब, इत्तेफाक की बात है कि तलाश करने के बाद वो शख्स मिला, और ये दौलतमंद ताजर गरीब जिसके पास, जिसको कहते हैं आप गार्बेज ट्रक में को अगर कोई काम कर रहा है तो यहाँ पर तो कोई अहमियत नहीं है, लेकिन थर्ड वर्ल्ड कंट्री में बहुत ज़्यादा नीची निगाह से देखने की कोशिश करते हैं, ऐसे काम करने वाले के पास जाएगा कौन? तो दौलतमंद फ़ोन करता है, मुझे मिलना है तुमसे, बेटे को लेकर के जाता है। जब दाखिल होता है तो वहाँ का तरीका है कि लड़कियाँ भी हिजाब में पहनी हुई चादर पहनी हुई वो सर्व करती हैं, चुनाचे चाय ला के सर्व किए। जैसे ही चाय सर्व किया, लड़के ने कहा बाबा अगर खुदा ने चाहा तो किसी से शादी करूँगा तो इसी से शादी करूँगा। सलावात पढ़िए मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद अल्लाह। وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ یہ جَعَلَ جَعَلَ تَكْوِينِ یہ لَو لَو اہلِ بیت وسیلہ ہے، یہ ذریعہ ہے، یہ طریقہ ہے، اس طریق کو اپنانے کے بعد آپ اس مقام پہ پہنچ سکتے ہیں۔ آج بہترین وسیلہ، آج ولادت ہوئی ہے مولا امام رضا علیہ السلام کی، اس کو کوئی معمولی نہ سمجھیے۔ کیا دعا کرنا چاہیے؟ پہلی دعا یہ کرنا چاہیے، مالک ہماری نسلوں کی ایمان کی حفاظت فرما، اس سے بہتر کوئی دعا نہیں۔ وی ہیو چیلنج فار اور یوتھ نیکسٹ جنریشن، وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو سم تھنگ۔ اس وسیلے سے کیوں وسیلہ؟ حضرت یعقوب کو شرٹ آ رہا ہے، اللہ حکم دے رہا ہے حضرت موسیٰ کو کہ تمہاری قوم کہے قولو حتتن نغفر لکم خطایاکم، تم دروازے پہ پہنچو تو کہو حتہ حتہ، یہ دروازے کا نام ہے، وہاں پر قرآن کہہ رہی ہے حتہ کہو تو تمہاری دعا قبول ہوگی، یہاں پر بھی ہم سے کہا جا رہا تم یا علی کہو تو دعا قبول ہوگی۔ اس وسیلے کو کیوں پوچھ رہے ہیں؟ آج اس کی ولادت ہے، مسافر جب بھی نکلتا ہے تو امام زامن باندھتے ہیں، معمولی چیز نہیں ہے، کوئی معمولی چیز نہیں، سمجھتے ہیں کہ پانچ پیسہ نا، یہ رابطہ جو ہے، اس مربوط جو وسیلہ ہے اس کی زیادہ اہمیت ہے۔ یا سیدنا یا مولانا السلام علیکا صلی اللہ علیکا یا ابا الحسن یا علی ابن موسی الرضا، دعا کرتے ہیں نا بہترین دعا۔ آج کی رات اتنی اچھی بات سننے کے بعد انہی کا وسیلہ، یا سیدنا یا مولانا انا توجہنا واستشفعنا وتوسلنا بکا اللہ وقدمناک بین یدی حاجاتنا یا وجیہن عند اللہ اشفع لنا یا وجیہن یا وجیہن عند اللہ یا مولا رضا۔ آج کے روز ہمیں اس دربار سے خالی نہ بھیجنا، پروردگارہ پہلی دعا یہ کہ ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے، آئندہ گناہوں سے تو اپنے یدِ قدرت سے بچا لے، پرچم اسلام کو بلند فرما، دشمنان اسلام کو، دہشت گردوں کو، دہشت گردوں کے سرغنوں کو تہس نہس کر دے. مظلومین مومنین کی مدد فرما، مومنین مظلومین کو قیام کرنے کی توفیق عنایت فرما. مومنین دنیا بھر میں جہاں جہاں ان کی جان مار آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما. پروردگارہ کچھ مومنین بے خطا زندانوں میں ہیں، حجاز میں، بحرین میں، ادھر شیخ زغزکی ان کے ساتھی، اسی طرح سے پاکستان میں. پروردگارہ ان بے خطا اسیروں کو بصدقے امام رضا آزاد فرما. پروردگارہ بحق محمد وآل محمد، مالک زندہ رکھنا تو اسی گھرانے کی محبت میں زندہ رکھ، اٹھانا تو انہی کی محبت میں اٹھانے. پروردگارہ بحق محمد وآل محمد، مالک ہمارے مرحومین کے برزخی حالات کو بہتر سے بہتر کر دے، ان کو جوار امام جگہ عنایت فرما. مالک بحق محمد وآل محمد، انقلاب اسلامی کو انقلاب مہدی تک ملا دے. جلد سے جلد مولا کا ظہور فرما، ہم سب کو ناصروں میں شمار فرما. شکریہ بہت.